Ba 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 ba. Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Forgive and Forget. My name is Hal Sadie, aka Halu, and this is the show where I'll talk about the stuff that's going on in my life. I'll tell you a quick story, and I'll go over the news that's targeted to me. Welcome back, everybody. And if you're here, and if you're new here, hello, howdy do. My good friends, it's good to be back. I've had an interesting week. Let me tell you, I've had an interesting week. I've been a little burnt out, so I had to rest a couple days. I guess it was a little too much for me the last 6 weeks, where I was just like, you know. So I got back, and now I needed to rest a little bit. So now I'm getting back to ramping up again, people. Ramping up again. So, yeah, I also I don't know if I should say this or not, but I quit my job. So, you guys remember I have two jobs, and I quit the one because the other one's getting really busy. So, I needed that, you know, all the things that are going around. The last few days, I just needed some time to clear my head. So that's what I did, man. That's what I did. I did it, baby. I did it. It feels great. Let me tell you, it feels great. It was like a weight off of my shoulders. So now it's onwards from here, baby. Onwards from here. So yeah, that's about what's going on. I watched an Austin FC game for the first time. With my buddy Goosey and my wife. He came over to the house on Friday. Saturday? Whatever it was, man. Saturday. And here's the problem. I went to bed really late, and I woke up really early. I think that's where everything kind of got a little, you know, like a little. So that's when things got a little iffy for me. Because on Monday, I had to, like, stay home because I was exhausted. Exhausted, I tell you what. So, yeah, but, I don't usually watch the MLS because, no offense, I don't think it's that great. But I haven't been watching many sports lately. And I love sports, man. Sports are the greatest. I think you get a lot of sports. You get a lot out of sports. I've always been a soccer guy, but to be honest, the sports I've been watching lately are football, so it's interesting because when my dad and my brother were here, and when we would when Teresa and I went to Costa Rica, we would watch some football then and stuff like that. So we did a lot of football watching, and then we watched the Super Bowl. So that's mostly the sports I've been watching lately. So yeah, it was interesting to watch a game again. I've seen like a couple of Real Madrid clips. I know they're in the semifinals of the Champions League, and I think they're first place on La Liga. I don't know, guys. Haven't been following, so like I'll get back to that. Just figuring out, you know, where my time needs to go. I've been very focused on the stand up, doing a lot of writing, and I haven't gone out. This week, I went on Tuesday. I did two mics on Tuesday, but Monday I did not. And yesterday I had to sit back again. But I was really, like, also, I needed to rest a little bit. And I also, my work was really busy. So I was done at, like, 9 p.m. with that thing. So, yeah. Yeah, people. All right. But, okie dokie. Okie dokie, everybody. So, many of you, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but as many of you know, I grew up in Costa Rica, and my native language is Spanish, but I also grew up speaking in English with my fascia. So it was like a mixed language household. I spoke English with my dad, and I spoke Spanish with my mom. But it's interesting because they also sent me to a British school. So every single subject in that school was in English, except for two. It was social studies and Spanish. Those are the only two that were in Spanish. So anything else was in English. And I guess philosophy class was in Spanish too for some reason. I don't know why. Well, that depended on the teacher, I guess. I don't know. But I think at some point we stopped taking philosophy class. So it was interesting. It's funny. I forgot about philosophy class for a long time. So that just came to my head. But anyway, and I didn't fail any classes except for the two that were in Spanish. So that'll tell you a little bit about my learning skills, like my native language. I was really bad at it. I was so bad at it, in fact, that in eighth grade, I had an 8F streak, like a streak of 8 Fs, 8 Fs in a row. That's how good I was at that, guys. I was amazing at that. In one of those, so I'll be honest, I didn't try that much in school. It wasn't, I just didn't like it. I would rather play video games or do something else. I didn't really try at all at anything when I was in school. So maybe what I would say is that I used my skills of knowing exactly what I needed to do to just scrape on by. That's what I did. So sometimes I did have to study because my sister would, for example, like in fourth or fifth grade, my sister would help me with social studies in Spanish, because those were always the ones that were hard for me for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just because the way they taught them, or I was just not interested in them at all. I always grew up watching like TV in English and stuff like that. My mom always says it's better in English. So that's what we did. And she always preferred it that way. So I just did what my mom would say. And so those two subjects were pretty difficult for me. And my sister would help me. Like, here's the problem. Like, I had to memorize a lot with those. So my sister was the one that would help me memorize. And then there was a moment where she stopped helping me. She's like, okay, you know what you're doing. Just do it yourself. Because I was getting, like, I was acing it, baby, because I was studying and practicing and all that sort of stuff. But then she left it to my own devices. And woo, heel, pew, went way down. So so I almost failed that year. But I picked it back up. And then in eighth grade is when I was very close. I was very close because, geez, I felt like a drunk there, like falling over. If you're just listening, you didn't see anything. And if you're watching, it was very, very subtle. I have like a little, those mats where you stand. So it's not as, you know, so it's better for you. And I kind of like stepped off of it, but I felt like a little like, woo. Anyway, I digress here. So in eighth grade, I just didn't care. And I don't know if the teacher liked me, and I didn't really like the teacher that much. So a combination of all of that just made it very easy for me to not give a crap, you know? So I actually, in one of those tests, it was like a reading comprehension test, and they had us read a book. And I was so good at this one, I speed read the book the night before, and I was so good at speed reading that they disqualified me because I failed that one. I honestly don't remember what the book was about. Some of these were just like, hey, man, pay attention. And I think I paid attention in Spanish, but I honestly don't know. Seriously, I don't know. So I don't remember, honestly. I'll be honest with you, but eight Fs in a row. It was... It became like a running joke in the class. Like whenever the teacher would return our tests, she'd be like, I'd be like, oh yeah, I got another one. Everybody would celebrate because I got another one. Because it became eight in a row. That's pretty good. One subject, pretty good, man. But there was no turning around in that one. So my grades did not add up. So they had me. So in Costa Rica, they didn't have like summer school kind of deal. They had, if you fail the class, they give you like a makeup exam. So I did, my mom hired a tutor for me for the makeup exam. And I went to the tutor thingy multiple times and I passed the exam, thankfully. But this would be like a little little thorn on my butt years later, because I in my school they have what's called the International Baccalaureate, or IB, right? International Bachelor, I don't know. They call it IB, and so it's like an extra year, so you get 12th grade. Here in America, you get 12th grade in general, I think. But back in the old country, that was not a thing. So if you did the 12th grade, you would actually like be you would actually be doing like a, I don't know if people are familiar with this, so I'm trying to explain it. So you would do this, and then if you do well in these tests, you actually could get scholarships like to any school you would want around the world, including America. Like some people got scholarships to Harvard and MIT and all that, all these places. Of course, I did not. I actually did not want to do this year. I didn't want to do the IB thing. So I told my mom I was switching over, and it became like when I told her about it, she's like, oh, that's fine. And then for some reason, the teacher that was my tutor, she made it a big stink. She called my mom and said, hey, your son is going to fail if he does this. So she told me about it. I'm like, no, I'll just study. That's it. That's all I need to do. And when my mom found out about that, she was like, you are going to do the IB thing, okay? I don't trust you not just taking that extra year off. I'm like, but I don't want to do this. So we actually fought for like 2 days. My mom and I never fought. Like, we always had a great relationship, and I always tried to please her and all that sort of stuff. She didn't speak to me for 2 days. 2 days. And that's how she got me, okay? 2 days of not speaking, the silent treatment. I caved. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this, all right? You win. I'll do this thing. Everybody else would leave. Like, actually, because they made it mandatory at my school to do this extra year. And a lot of people left the school because of it. So, like, I think that same year, they're like, okay, it's not mandatory, okay? If you want, you can do the other one. So I had the choice of just doing the local one. I knew I wasn't going to study abroad. I knew that, okay? So maybe if I knew what I wanted to do in my life, I would have studied more and gotten, you know, a scholarship somewhere else or something. I don't know. But at the time, I just didn't. I didn't have any guidance in anything. I didn't know what I wanted to do. All I knew was, I didn't know. I didn't know what I wanted with my life. I just had, like, some things that were in the back of my mind. But I'm like, those are not going to happen. Oh, this, whatever. Right? So I just knew that I didn't want to do this thing. So, because it was basically just going to be hanging out with my friends an extra year, which would ended up being really cool. It was fun. But I was not doing, like, I was not using this. It was not for my benefit. I guess it was a maturing thing. I have no idea, guys. I have no idea. That's what happened. So there you go. Now, that was funny per se, but hey, at least it was kind of interesting. All right, let's go to the news. Okay. Shane Gillis shines in sneak peek of Netflix series Tires. So actually, I'm very excited about this because I watched the trailer, and I follow him on Instagram, right? And in his story, he told us to click the remind me button because for some reason it helps. He doesn't know why, but it helps. And since he told me to do so, I did it, okay? Because I am a robot that follows orders, all right? Oh, not really, but for him, I guess it seems to be that way. So I just did. I'm a fan, okay? So I'm just doing whatever he's asking me. All right, there's a Miami Business Conference featuring Tom Brady goes awry over signing fiasco. So this turns out to, so I guess he signed some memorabilia, and I don't know what in the article it says something about pre-approval or whatever. These are not pre-approved items. So he signed them, and I guess his signature was, I mean, you know, when you're a celebrity like that, I've seen people show videos of them signing the goddamn thing. My signature is different every time when I sign for, like, you know, legal documents. So how are you expecting like someone else just to have the exact same signature when they, and the people are getting mad over that. So he actually signed him. So, by the way, fun fact, in the article, it says, lick here for more sports and whatever. So I thought that was funny. Licking. Lick, and people are just licking the screen. Lick here, baby. Anyway. So, Speculator Corner, Rob Liefeld's Wolverine 154 and 155. So, here, by the way, I read all these articles, okay? I actually read the information. I did some research for the podcast, okay? So, it's something about, you know, the Deadpool and Wolverine movie is coming out soon or whatever. At least the trailer's out. So, it was telling people, hey, Rob Liefeld's the guy who wrote those comics, I guess. I don't know. And he's like, hey, you should check out 154 and 155. These issues might be something to do with the movie. So, or you just wait to watch the movie, right? Because people are going to be like, oh my God, the comics are better. Oh my God, the books are better. Like, if you, whatever thing you read first, whatever thing you watch first is what you're going to like. So, it happened to me with Lord of the Rings. I prefer the movies. Because that's what I watched first. And then I read the books. And I'm like, what the fuck is all this trash over here? Tom Bombadil. Who the hell is Tom Bombadil? Get this guy out of here. I don't care about Tom Bombadil. was that his name? I don't remember. See, that's how much I don't care about Tom Bombadil. Anyway, it's all in the first one, right? So, anyway. This other one says, Miss USA stays at the CW in the 3-year deal. Okay, another 3 more years of nobody watching it. And by nobody, I mean myself. Or maybe you don't watch it. Who watches the CW? Okay? It used to have great shows, and then those shows just went downhill. I remember the Flash was really good. The Arrow show was really good for 2 seasons. The Flash was good for 2 seasons, too. And then it just dipped. And I don't remember what else was on the CW. But I haven't watched the CW in a while. So, okie dokie. Hundreds of black spiders spotted in mysterious Inca city on Mars in new satellite photos. Hold on a minute, okay? You can see spiders from satellites. How big are these spiders? These are fucking huge spiders. So that's another reason not to go to Mars, guys. Okay? For the fact of not even being able to live there, number one. Number two, satellite images of spiders? How far can these things watch? Like, see? Like, I know you can see, like, very close. I guess you get, but whatever, okay? Technology's cool. But still, if the satellite can see the spiders, they gotta be pretty decent. It's just hundreds of spiders every once in a while when the CO2, whatnot, blah, 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 science stuff that I don't remember, okay? All right, and then the last one. MMA fighter banned for life for despicable ring girl act. So I watched the video, and the guy, like, kind of, he's not actually, like, kicking her. Like, he just, like, kicks the kicking motion, but kind of like just grazes her, right? Which is not cool, right? It's not cool, but it's not good that he did, okay? I'm putting that out there. But she did spend her time just showing the ring number, whatever. Like, she was like going around the ring and just dancing around. And like, you're a fighter, like, you're amped up for this, and like, she's just showing off, like, she's an attractive lady just shaking her butt, and he's like, oh, come on, get out of the way, we want the fight to start. I don't know, maybe it's like I said, it's wrong what he did. You shouldn't do that. He doesn't even have I don't think he even had a relationship with the lady, just to be, you know, be it fun, or, you know, have it like be fun, like, yay, like, you know, sometimes you like nudge people with your leg just to, hey, I don't know. But I don't think they had the relationship. The lady got really pissed off, and he's like banned from the fighting thing. So don't do that. But she also, like, it was like 15 seconds of the lady just like, wah, 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 wah. Anyway, I thought the name of the championship league is called the Hard Fighting Championship. Maybe that's what he was. Hard, baby. Okay. All right. Hey. Oh, all right, people. That's it for the podcast this week. Now, if you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, okay? Clickety-clickety that button wherever you're at. And if you want to follow my shenanigans on the line, I am at Halifax Sadie on Instagram and Hal J. Sadie on TikTok. I will soon change the TikTok one, but for the time being, it's Hal J. Sadie. I can't change it until a certain date in May. So for the time being, I'm promoting it that way. I will change it back to, well, I'll change it to Halifax Sadie, okay? Halifax, like the Canadian province. I think it's the province or the city, whatever it is. Halifax Sadie. It's a little tip of the hat to Canada because I have some Canadian in me. All right. And I'll talk to you guys next week, okay? I love y'all. Bye-bye. Beep, oh, boop, ba 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 ba